Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schuz from Rav Rabbi Shlita, Rav Zikyon ben Chana, Maris Hannah Miriam Bas Chana, Rav Shmuel Pinchas ben Rav Asher Zeleg, Maras Esther Bas Shmuel, Chana Bas Esther, and Chana Bas Rav Yitzchak Yonah. We're going to be learning Pachad Yitzchak, Maimer Nunvav, B'siyata Dishmaya. The Pasuk says, Zekeli Vanveo, this is my God, and I will glorify him, the God of my father, and I will exalt him. And on this the Chachamim say, that what a Shivcha so'al hayam, and the Pasuk of Zekeli Vanveo, this is my God, she had such a great vision, even Yecheskel ben Buzi didn't have such a great vision. Why do we use Yecheskel as a model of a Navi? There are many Naviim. The answer is because Yecheskel saw the Maisa Merkava. And what we're saying here is that what a Shivcha saw al Hayam is greater than the Gantza Maisa Merkava of Yecheskel. However, that explanation does not suffice because Yeshaya HaNavi also saw a great vision of a Merkava, like we learn in Sefer Yeshaya towards the beginning. And why don't we use Yeshaya as an example? Chazal seemed to say in Chagiga that what Yeshaya saw is greater than what Yecheskel saw. Yeshaya was like a ben krach, a city dweller. Yecheskel was only a ben kfar, a lower level. So why don't we say what a shivcha saw alayam Yeshaya HaNavi didn't see in his great visions? So why do we use Dafka Yecheskel as the model? So in order to understand this, we have to go to the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Deis in Halacha Zayin. There the Rambam says that you have to go in the path of Hashem. Hashem is Chanan, you should be Chanan. Hashem is Racham, you should be Chanan. And that's what it means. Derech Hashem. Shano v'lefisha asha shemos halalu. Nikra behen hayotzer. V'hema derech habenin is. Shano chayvim laleches ba. Nikra is derech zu derech Hashem. Since these names of Racham and Chanan are what God is called by, and this is the derech habenin is that we also have to follow, it's called derech Hashem. And this is what Avraham Avinu taught to his sons, his children. Ki yedatim l'man asher yitzav is banav is beisvachar v'sham ruderech Hashem. So from the Rambam we learn a chiddush. Derech Hashem does not mean the derech that Hashem wants us to go on. Derech Hashem means the derech that Hashem himself goes on. That's a big chiddush. Hashem himself, the Rambam says, is going on this derech. So therefore we also have to go on this derech. Ve'hev, l'fish Hashem was halalu nikra ben ayotzer. These are the names that God is called by Chanan and Rachum. So just like God is Chanan, we should be Chanan. Hashem is Rachum, we should be Rachum. And the Hema Derech Habenon is Shanu Chayav Melechas, but this is Derech Habenon, we also have to go on. And this Derech is called Derech Hashem. So we have to go on the same path God goes on. So after removing this beautiful ruble, this beautiful diamond from the rough, and seeing this Chiddush, we can find another beautiful diamond. And that is that the secret of the fatherhood, the Abahut, the fact that the Avraham Avinu is our father, is the Kiyum HaInyan of Halicha Bidrachav Yizbarach. Why? Because that's what it says there. Ki yedativ l'man asher yitzav es banav es beis ha'acharav, etc. And then it says weiter, v'shamru derech Hashem la'asot stakul mishpat l'man avi Hashem al Avraham es asher diber alav. So the whole vort of Avraham Avinu being a father is him teaching us to go on the derech Hashem. Now what's interesting is that after Matan Torah, this whole inyan of Alicha B'drachav is one of the minyan of mitzvahs of Tanah, one of the mitzvahs of Tariag mitzvahs. So the question is, why is this mitzvah dafka of Alicha B'drachav the Evan Hapina, the cornerstone of the fatherhood of Avraham Avinu? It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Avraham Avinu because he's going to teach his kids to go all Derech Hashem. Why is this inyan of Alicha B'drachav, which is just one of the Tariag mitzvahs, the Evan Hapina, the cornerstone of the fatherhood of Avraham Avinu? The answer to this question is rooted in emphasizing a fundamental principle of the inyan of Halicha B'drachav. Because it could be that Reuven wants to go in the derech of Shimon in order to be like Shimon. However, this similarity will not include within it the very desire to be similar. In other words, the very desire of Reuven to be similar to Shimon is original to Reuven. Reuven wants to go in the path of Shimon in order to be like Shimon. But wanting to be like Shimon is not rooted in Shimon. Reuven wants to be like Shimon because Reuven wants to be like Shimon, but he's not going to find Shimon wanting to be like Reuven. Rather, since Reuven wants to be like Shimon, from here on in, he does everything like Shimon. Shimon is his model. Shimon is his example. So when Reuven found in Shimon certain qualities, he is going to mimic those qualities. But the quality of wanting to be like Shimon, that's original in Reuven. Reuven is following those mimicking qualities of Shimon, but that specific quality of wanting to be like Shimon, that we don't find in Shimon. And here we get to a fundamental principle in the mitzvah of Halicha B'Drachav. This mitzvah of Halicha B'Drachav is different than what we just said. The very will, the very desire to be similar is included in the similarity. The desire to mimic is part and parcel of the mimicking. As we're going to explain. The obligation to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the possibility of being similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are both nourished from the hanhaga of Hashem to be similar, kiviyachol, to us. This hanhaga of Hashem, to desire to mimic us, is called Mida Keneged Mida. Whenever we do something, there's a Mida Shel Maila that's parallel to this. So Mida Keneged Mida is the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be like us. So it emerges then that our very desire to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rooted in His desire to be like us. So we said that when Reuven wants to mimic Shimon, he might be like Shimon in every way except for the fact that he wants to mimic Shimon. Like Shimon doesn't want to mimic him. It's not like that. Not only are we mimicking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our deeds, but the very Ratzon to be like Hashem is also rooted in Hashem, because we see that He wants to be like us. So we learn from Hashem not only to be a Rachum, to be a Chanun, but we learn from Hashem how to mirror the other. Just like Hashem mirrors us, we then have a desire to mirror Hashem. So the Etzem Ratzon Lehizdamos is also rooted in the Midas of Hashem, and not only what comes after that, the actions that we do. But the very Ratzon to be like Hashem is rooted in Hashem's Ratzon to be like us. And that's the difference between Halicha B'Drachav and all other mitzvahs. When a person desires to put on tefillin, there is no... this desire is completely external from the very kiyum of the mitzvah of tefillin. You're just desiring, there's the kiyum mitzvah of tefillin, and then there's the she'ifa, there's the desire, the striving to mekayim the mitzvah. But if a person is mishtokek to go in the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the very ratzon is part and parcel of being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Desiring to be medame to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in itself a dimui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He's medame Himself to us. So this idea of mirroring the ways of Hashem, the very fact that I desire to mirror the ways of Hashem, is in fact a mirroring of the ways of Hashem, because he also has a desire to mirror our ways. And how do we see that? In Mida Keneged Mida. It emerges then that the foundation of the mitzvah of Halicha B'Drachav is rooted in the Mida of Hashem to go with us, Mida Keneged Mida. So we have to be Rachum like Hashem and Chanan like Hashem. And in addition, the very desire to be like Hashem is also from Hashem, because Hashem wants to be like us. And when you desire to be like Hashem, that in itself is a kiyum, because Hashem desires to be like us. You see that in his Mida Keneged Mida. And now we go a step further. We've learned in numerous shiurim in the past that it says in the Kila Olam Chazdos that we say on Shabbos morning in Pesuket Zimra, it says 26 times Kila Olam Chazdo and Halla Gadol. Why? Because 26 generations HaKadosh Baruch Hu supported us with Chesed. Comes Matan Torah, and now 26 generations after Adam HaRishon, there's no more Chesed. Now we have to earn it. So it's not a Haktana. It's not that, oh, things are worse. But it's a greater Chesed. Reuven can be mefarnes Shimon in two ways. He can give him his daily expenses, or he can give him a business that he can stand on his own 2 feet. So it looks like on the surface that giving him a business, giving him money every day is a better Chesed. Every day he gives him $50. He says, go buy yourself 3 meals, take care of yourself. But it looks like it's much nicer. But on a deeper level, if you give him his own way of earning a living, that's a greater Chesed. Until now, the first 26 generations are Vitor. Chesed Vitor. And now, we're earning it. That's a much better feeling. It's B'derech Mishpat, it's not B'derech Vitor. So this is a greater Chesed of Hashem, that we can earn our keep. We're not just getting Lechem Chesed. We're not just getting, it's not a charity. We're really earning what we receive. It's a lesson to always make the person feel like they deserve what they're getting. They earned it. And not that you're giving the person a chesed. Say to somebody, you give to a Lomei Torah money. So you say to him, you learn, you deserve this. It's a schus for me. You work hard for your money. Nobody wants to feel like they're getting handouts. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Matan Torah, he said, hey, it's no longer a handout. Now you're earning your keep. So the anhag of Mida Keneged Mida is not shaykh in the world of Chesed Vitor. Where do you have Mida Keneged Mida when it's Chesed Mishpat? When it's Vitor, Hashem just gives and gives, doesn't pay any attention to what we're doing. When it's Chesed Mishpat, then it's Mida Keneged Mida. Whatever we earn, we receive. The same thing applies to Knesset Yisrael. What happened to the Jewish people as a whole was that we left Mitzrayim, we were living on Chesed Vitor, and now we go to the world of Chesed Mishpat. Now it's going to be Mida Keneged Mida. Now is the time when Hashem wants to be like us and we want to be like Him. Mida Keneged Mida. We earn our keep. Whatever we do, we receive. Now we understand why Halicha B'Drachav is the foundation, is the cornerstone of the fatherhood of Avram Avinu. Because myself is Simon Labonim, and everything that happens to Knesset Yisrael is Shaykh B'Koach U'V'Sharash by the Avos. And this avod of Halicha B'Drachav Shel Makom is Mechay of Chesed Mishpat. And this midah of Chesed Mishpat is the secret of the creation of Knesset Yisrael. And the fact is that this avodah of Dimui Tzura Liotzra, of being the Tzura, the creation, being like the Yotzer, like the Creator, is the cornerstone of the building of the fatherhood of Avram Avinu, because that was the essence of the father. What Avram Avinu tried to do, since Maisa of a Simen Labanim, was to do an avoda that's Ma'ora Lamala than Haga, that gives existence to his children. So what was the avoda? What's Knesset Yisrael? Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, exist because of Chesed Mishpat, because we earn it. That's our essence. That's what Matan Torah is all about. Our nation's a nation because of the Torah. Einu Moseinu Ela B'Torah Seah, says Rav Sadia Gaon. The idea of the Torah is earning it, is that Hashem is going to reflect back to us what we did. We do mitzvahs, we get schar. We do averus, we get onesh. Avram Avinu is the father of Knesset Yisrael. He's trying to create this nation. Maisa Ava Simen Labanim. So what was his avoda? His avoda was to teach his children to go b'derech Hashem. Ki yedati v'man asher yitzav b'zman v'zorach v'sham b'derech Hashem. What's derech Hashem? Going in the midas of Hashem. Mirroring Hashem. Mimicking Hashem. Reflecting Hashem. That was the avoda of Avram Avinu, because that's the whole essence of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Chesed Mishpat. Klal Yisrael is receiving the Torah and earning it. That's everything. That's all of Targ Mitzvahs. It's all Mida Keneged Mida. It all revolves around that union of Mida Keneged Mida. But we do Hashem acts in kind. So therefore, Avram Avinu had to teach his children, hey, I want you guys to go B'derech Hashem. You have to mirror Hashem. Because our whole nation is built on this notion of the relationship of Mida Keneged Mida. Hashem mirrors us and we mirror him. He wants to be like us, and therefore we have to want to be like him. That's very deep. So if we absorb these words into our soul, they bring into our hearts the hidden light of the Lashon of HaChachamim and the words V'anveyu. Anveyu is Natrikan Anivahu. Zekeli V'anveyu Anivahu. Mahu, just like he is merciful and gracious and compassionate, so too I should be. When the hidden light of these words is not shining into our hearts, then we cannot understand where Dimui Tzura Liotzra gets into Shiras Hayam. Halicha b'drachav is one of the Taryag mitzvahs. So what's this inyan of Halicha b'drachav doing punked in the middle of Shiras Hayam? There are many Pirkei Shira that are set on the saving of the Jewish people from the Rishayim, and we never find the zecher to the mitzvah of Halicha b'drachav. However, the truth of the matter is that after we learned this maimer, then we can see the hidden light in the words of in the word v'anveihu. Because the hanhag of Mida Keneged Mida is from Shas Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the dimui of Darche Hamakom al Darche Panav. And this dimui, this similarity, is Mechayev, the existence of Knesset Yisrael that is led in a Mahalach of Chesed Mishpat 26 generations before the creation of Knesset Yisrael. That was Chesed Vitor. There was no Hanhaga Shel Maila Lumas Hanhaga Shel Mata. God wasn't acting in ways we're acting. Kriyas Yamsuf is Gmar Gulus Mitzrayim. It's the finishing of the Paratzuf of Knesset Yisrael. And this Paratzuf is a Paratzuf of Amakabel Hashba that comes through this Dimui Yotzra Letzura, the Dimui of Hashem to us, Kiviyachal. That the way we're acting is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act towards us. This is the beginning. This is when it's starting. So since this similarity of Darchei Makom LaDarchei the Banav is the root of the mitzvah of going in the path of the Makom, going in the path of Hashem, He wants to be like us. So we also have to want to be like Him. So it makes more sense than anything else in the world that Dafka at this time we should be taught Anivahu, we have to go in the ways of Hashem. Whatever midas Hashem have, we should have. This is the time where Hashem wants to go midah keneged midah, so we also have to go keneged the midas of Hashem. And that was Avraham Avinu's avodah in the world. Anveyu is ani v'hu. It's one word. The ani and the hu come together. Us and Hashem. And mahu afani. Just like Hashem is a certain way, I have to be the same way. This is when we unite. We're like Hashem. And Hashem is like us. Maisa of a simin labanim, the maisa of the ishavas of the avas. What was the ishavas? How did Avraham Avinu become an av? By teaching his kids to go b'derech Hashem. Because that's the whole yesod of Knesset Yisrael. Is mimicking Hashem. Because Hashem wants to mimic us. And now we understand so beautifully why Dafka Yechezkel ben Buzi is the Navi that's used as the model. That Ashif Chayam saw what Yechezkel ben Buzi didn't see. Because Yechezkel ben Buzi saw Val Dmus HaKisei Dmus Kamara Adam Olav Milamala. He saw an Adam. So we don't really know what that means. Ein Lanu Esek B'Nistaris. But the explanation of Pshutam is that since Dan Hagas Ben Mida Keneged Mida, and Keneged every Mida of a person, there's the Mida of Hashem that's Mechuv into that Mida. It emerges then that the Klalius Hanhaga Shel Maila is Kemare Adam. You look at man and you're looking at the Hanhaga Shel Maila. So that's why when we're talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, we see what Ashif Chasov, what Yechezkel ben Buzi didn't see. Because Yechezkel ben Buzi, we're compared to Yechezkel ben Buzi, he's even greater than Yechezkel ben Buzi. We're compared to Yechezkel ben Buzi because of Yechezkel ben Buzi, he saw this Mida of Mida Keneged Mida. He saw up there a Mara Adam, that the Anhaga Shel Maila is parallel to the Anhaga of man. And therefore, on the words of Chachamim, Ze Keli Vanveyu, Ani Vehu, the Sinyan of Dimitsura Liotzra, Mahu Afani, whatever Hashem is I am, we also mentioned in the Nevuah of Yechezkel, Mara Adam. When you're looking at man, kiviyachol, you're looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was what Yechezkel taught us. And our footner is Messiah, this mimer, Vidok. Think about this a lot. Kilo nitan lisparish yoser, I can't explain more. Virak mipnei hatikva shalak boas halev b'darchei Hashem, namar kan masha namar, and only out of hope that the heart will be raised to the derech of Hashem, I said here what I said. So we should all be zochataka to have hagbas halev b'darchei Hashem and be medame ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a rotzen to be mizdame to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and taka be mizdame ma'uchanan afanachnu ma'uracham afanachnu, and we should be zochim et Hashem to be filled with love for other people, like it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't spend any time thinking about himself. He lacks for nothing. So we should try to go in the ways of Hashem, that all day long, all he's doing is giving to people. And we should be the same. And do it b'simcha v'tuv lev of Merov Kol. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.